Recollection of somebody who was pivotal in making progress in my life was when my grandfather was teaching me how to drive. I was learning with a professional, but my grandfather, who had driven for many years, was insistent that I understood how to drive in various weather conditions, in adversity, various traffic conditions, the sort that you wouldn't find on the tootle around the neighbourhood with a driving instructor. And it was coming up to my tests, and the sort of the lessons started to intensify. But it was important that I knew how to drive in fog, how I knew how to drive in heavy rain, knowing how to drive in stop-start traffic, take off up hills, etc. And as this period sort of unfolded, he would come and bring the car down to where I was at school. And then we'd go for a drive on a Sunday afternoon up and down the M3 to where my grandparents lived in Southampton. And through this we encountered lots of different challenges, lots of different traffic conditions, weather conditions. One evening he took me out in the pitch black through the New Forest in thick fog, which my grandmother objected to quite vehemently, but the response was, if I was to get caught in that situation, would I know what to do? How would I know how to drive accordingly? So that was one evening where it was a bit of a white knuckle ride for both of us, but thankfully his dedication to my safety and welfare and my ongoing understanding of how to drive brought us to the point whereby I am now able to adjust my technique accordingly to that conditions and many others.
So the first time you faced the fog,
yes,
you knew exactly how to drive through it, what to do.
Caught in fog not long after that, heading down, I think it was probably an A road or a B road when I was at school. The fog came down and I realised not to switch the main beams on because the light from the headlights was reflected back through the fog. So you stay on dipped beams, it doesn't help to increase your light. And to make sure that I was aware of where the white lines were in the middle of the road so that I could keep proper space between me and the curb. And many others and derivatives of that situation that I was able to embrace at that time and get home safely, thankfully.
So he helped you to pass your test, but he also helped you to be a safe driver.
He did. He taught me what driving instructors leave out or just aren't able to prepare you for. So yes, he not only helped me to learn to drive, but to be a better driver than I might have been had I just gone with the private lessons.
Thank you very much for sharing your experience with me.
Thank you, Tony. Okay.